It's a great pleasure for me to welcome Deacon Jack Sullivan. It's his first visit to this country, and he is here because his cure from a very drastic and serious spinal condition is the basis, one of the bases on which the Church is about to declare Cardinal Newman as blessed. I would like to set the scene into which Jack's personal story fits. That scene begins on the 15th of August 2001, when Jack, in a post-operative period, was in great pain and seriously unable to move, except with great difficulty. He was on the edge of a bed, and he prayed to Cardinal Newman, and at that moment knew that the spinal condition was cured, and at that moment was then able to stand and walk. In early October, I think it was the 3rd of October 2001, in a post-operative consultation with his doctor, the doctor said to him, "I have no medical or scientific explanation for what has happened to you. If you want a reason for what has happened, you will have to ask God." And it's that statement I would like to come back to, because the first crucial step in the procedures of the Catholic Church when considering a possible miracle is to establish beyond doubt that there is a permanent cure for which there is no scientific or medical reason. And I would like to spend a moment explaining how rigorously the Catholic Church approaches that first test. Because if that test cannot be passed, then the cause and any suggestion of a miracle drops. So, this is the process. To begin with, the Cardinal Archbishop of Boston sets up a tribunal, which, under conditions of normal legal procedure, takes evidence. Takes evidence from Jack, takes evidence from his medical team, takes evidence all around the circumstance, and draws up a very full report, which then the Cardinal Archbishop of Boston agrees to, gives his support to, says, yes, this is a cause which we want to be passed on to the Holy See in order for it to be examined in detail. So when this report and all the medical facts and the scientific evidence is passed to the Holy See, the next step is that two doctors are appointed to examine every detail of what is being reported. They are chosen for their competence in that particular area of medicine, and they study the matter independently of each other. And their task is to say whether, in their view, this matter should then go forward to further scientific medical examination. And in Jack's case, both of them agreed that it should, independently of each other, and obviously having had no previous involvement in Jack's case. So then a formal process of medical examination is initiated. Those two doctors are joined by five others. So now we have seven independent medical experts looking at this occurrence. And in this case, while they met together to discuss the case, they each of them deliberated singly, and they voted confidentially, and in this case all seven said there was no medical or scientific explanation for the state now of Jack's spine, given the condition it was in prior to the operation. So that is the first and most important base or test established, that here on the best of available scientific evidence, we have a cure which cannot be explained in medical or scientific terms. Then we go back to the doctor on the 3rd of October 2001. He said, if you want an explanation, ask God. So then the second phase, as it were, of the church's process begins, which is, if there is no scientific or medical explanation for this cure, where do we look? And this then is the spiritual, the theological investigation. And there is a different kind of evidence now to be weighed. Jack's own evidence about his devotion to Cardinal Newman, the evidence of his life, the evidence of how this inexplicable cure is serving the good of the life of the church. And these things are all taken together, particularly Jack's evidence about his prayer and devotion to Cardinal Newman. And so then the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints say, we have an inexplicable cure, and in our judgment, it is linked to the intercession before God of Cardinal Newman at the request of Jack Sullivan. That is then formally presented to the cardinals who supervise the work of the congregation, and when they agreed, then it was sent to Pope Benedict XVI, and he too, having studied the matter, said yes. So this is an 8-year progress to establish these two crucial things, that there is no scientific explanation for why this man is standing before you today, healthy, and in the terms of the doctors, with the spine of a 30-year-old. There is no scientific explanation. Rather, the church, with all its caution, declares that he is cured by an act of God at the intercession of Cardinal Newman, because Jack trusted and prayed to him.